Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Good morning. Bonjour. It's Kathy Watson calling from Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners in every country in the world. It's the largest social network. Isn't that exciting? Oh, I'm sorry about my voice this morning. It may be that we're just freezing cold in Chicagoland. I have a lot of exciting news about the Olympics. Oh, did you watch it last evening? The skiers, the snow skiers, that sprinting, the energy, the power. And of course, you know, today's show, we're going to talk about the mindset of an Olympian. But let me give you all the information on how to contact me. To talk to me today on the air, call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then if you want to, you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then be sure to log on to my web, Kathy Watson Speaks, CHIWATSONSPEAKS.com, Kathy Watson Speaks. And then if you want to talk to me after the show, do you have a great idea for a topic, want to share your personal experience, you dream of writing a book, or whatever, you could call me at 847-882-8717. That's 882-8717. You're listening to Life with Kathy, and I am just so excited about the Olympics because I know the dedication, the sacrifices that they had to have made to get to where they are. You know, just to be chosen to participate and compete in the Olympics is quite an honor. So those of you that won't be standing on the platform, sitting in the stands, I acknowledge you as being dedicated Olympians. And in my eyes, you are stars. So let's see what happened yesterday. White Falls fails to medal in half pipe. It's a roundup of a little review of the Olympics. U.S. snowboarding star Shaun White arrived in Sochi trying to win two gold medals. He will leave with none. After withdrawing last week from the slopestyle competition, White finished fourth in the halfpipe on Tuesday at the Rosa Extreme Park, ending his eight-year reign as the Olympic champion in the event. You know, I have to tell you something. I don't know how he could possibly, with that snowboard, how they could possibly do any of the twisting and the twirlings up in the air with no safety nets, no nothing. The new half-pipe king is from Switzerland, iPod for short, who has some of the biggest tricks in snowboarding, including his YOLO, Y-O-L-O, which he landed on his gold medal run even before he saw his score of 94.75. He threw his snowboard in celebration. It all was meant to be, he said. I was in a position where I was throwing down my hardest tricks with ease. It was like, oh, there just wasn't a word for it. And then, in the luge, did you watch that? Did you watch that? And females are doing the luge? The United States earned its first singles medal in the 50th year history of the luge in the Olympics when Erin Hamlin won the bronze. German teammates Natalie and Huffner captured the gold and silver, respectively. U.S. single lugers had finished fourth three times at the Olympic, but had never done any better. The United States has won two silver and two bronze in doubles luge. It's amazing, said Hamlin, who is taking part in her third Olympics. It's surreal. Really, I was like, if I had four solid runs, which until today I never had in the Olympics, I would be happy with it. I just really wanted to enjoy the experience and really take it all in. I don't know if I'll be back again, so it's great to be able to do that. I really came to Sochi with no expectations. If you don't have any expectations, you don't have any disappointments. And she did great. Now, in ski jumping, first woman's medal awarded, unheralded, Karina of Germany won the first Olympic gold medal in women's ski jumping. And Sarah of Japan came into the games as the heavy favorite. But Karina performed when it counted, scoring 247 points on the normal hill. And then Daniela of Austria won the silver and Colleen of France the bronze. And Sarah of Japan finished a disappointing fourth. I can't find the right words. A shocked and tearful Karina of Germany said, I was speechless because training Monday was not so good. I improved today. It's unbelievable. I wouldn't have imagined that one day before. And in freestyle skiing, Dara Howell of Canada won the gold medal in women's slopestyle skiing with a score of 94.2, then dedicated, her victory to her former teammate, Sarah Burke, who died at 29. In 2012, in the wake of an accident while training on the half pipe. Boy, they have guts. I said the other day, I really hope a Canadian brings home a gold medal. It will be for Sarah. This is definitely for Sarah. She pushed the sport. And Devin Logan of the United States took the silver and Kim of Canada the bronze. Okay, so here are the medal leaders at a glance, 26 events. Norway has 4 golds, 3 silvers, 4 bronze. They have a total of 11. The United States has 2 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze, total of 7. Russia has 1 gold, 3 silvers, 3 bronze, total of 7. And then Canada has 4 gold, 3 silver, 2 bronze, total 9. Netherlands, 3 golds, 2 silver, 3 bronze, total 8. On page 50, Tuesday medalist, and how the United States, I'm getting this from the Chicago Sun-Times, because I can't do everything But here, let's see. Oh, we'd have to go by, oh no, it's too difficult. So I'm just giving you an overview now. Okay, looking ahead. The U.S. and the Canadian women's hockey. Oh, I didn't know they had hockey, women and Canadians. Both undefeated, face off in a round-robin action. Plus, Shani Davis of Chicago will go for his third consecutive Olympic gold medal in the 1,000 meters in men's speed skating. Now, on today, this is Central Time, from 2 to 4 p.m., men's Nordic combined with the individual K95 gold medal final. From 7 to 10:30 p.m., remember now, this is Central Time, women's alpine skiing downhill gold medal final. Oh, I'll have to figure skating. Have you ever seen more elegant, risky figure skating? The pairs gold medal final, women's snowboarding half-pipe gold medal final, men's speed skating. And then 11:05 to 12:05, gold medal luge, the doubles. And then men's curling, women's hockey, finals. It's unbelievable. I didn't know that, well, this is Wednesday morning from 4 to 7 a.m. Women's curling, United versus Canada, and 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., men's hockey, Czech Republic versus Sweden. Oh, it's just amazing. Now, I have to read a little something. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You could call in and comment on the Olympics. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. Be sure and click on all of the buttons, and don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. And click on books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's an e-book. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right now. Not in 5 to 10 years, but right now. But if you're wanting a quick fix, well, then I really think you inhaled. But get the book. I think it's 80 pages long. I've shared my secrets with all of you. And then choices. Celebrity authors in their own right. Choices is rather new, just released October 2012. You have to have the Elixir of Youth, Choices, and the Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, at your fingertips. With Choices, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You know, they're Olympians in their own right. We did it the old-fashioned way, like the Olympians are doing. We worked our tushies off to make it happen. The choices available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. It's a soft, hard e-book, Kindle, and Nook. And then The Heart of the Lion is available at Amazon.com and Exlibris. And then there's another book coming out that I'll tell you about a little bit later that's really going to rock your world. I'm a contributing author in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. We're getting older and living longer, but not necessarily better. So 101 of us shared our secrets with you. Oh, you could get that through Amazon and self-growth. Okay, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. All of the shows are archived. Get your pen and pad out. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates. Go back to February 5th. And you know I'm on Tuesday and Thursday at 11, Wednesday at 8, and Friday at 6:30 in the morning. And always remember, when you take that big yawn in the first hour is the rudder of the day. That's where you plan your day. You're the Tchaikovsky. You're the Michelangelo of your life. It's up to you. How do you want your day to go? Now, you know what? This is Rick Morrissey. And you could contact him at morrissey@suntimes.com. And the Americans, we've won the gold for grossing. Constantly kvetching. Nothing pleases you. Spoiled Americans need to cork their Sochi complaints. And this is what he wrote. And I'd like your take on it. I'll bet you didn't know whining was an Olympic sport. Don't feel bad. I didn't either until about 2 weeks ago when my journalistic brethren began complaining in earnest. Upon arrival here, some found their rooms, if available, lacked shower curtains, light bulbs, warm water, toilet paper, or gas, televisions that worked. Ah, the horror. The inhumanity. And so the narrative began. Sochi was a backward, ill-prepared city of buffoons, and how these godforsaken Russians got an Olympics was beyond the reach of human comprehension. That narrative has not let up, even in the face of stunning scenery, wonderful weather, gracious hosts, excellent sporting venues, and yes, remedied housing situations. An incredible amount of piling on continues, much of it on Twitter, and lots by journalists whose creature comforts have been disturbed. It's a good thing these people aren't foreign correspondents. Otherwise, we'd be getting reports on the tragic shortage of Starbucks in Syria rather than on the civil war there. Did you know that Sochi has a lot of stray dogs? Yeah, it does. And, oh, American journalists were aghast when they found out that the Russian officials were catching them and putting them to sleep. Now, can you imagine such heartlessness? But wait a minute. Yeah, you can. We in America euthanize thousands of dogs a day in the United States. Why Sochi Solutions surprised media members is something of a mystery. Perhaps they didn't like the idea that these cold, image-conscious Russians were trying to pull one over on the world, you know, the way Atlanta tried to during the 1996 Summer Games when officials shipped homeless, let me read that again. This is the Atlantic Games, 1996, the Summer Games, when officials shipped homeless people from downtown to an area about 10 miles away. Better that no one's Olympic experience be sullied by the sight of beggars. Oh, there's been a lot of indignation from American journalists about Russia's harsh anti-gay laws, as there should be, but that indignation sure has a bad case of amnesia. Our record on tolerance of gays hasn't been exactly stellar. One ugly government-led attempt to isolate gays here doesn't mean an entire country thinks that way, nor does it follow that Russia is a hopeless backwater. But most of the media's anger has been reserved for the unfortunate reality that Marriott doesn't run the world. There's a kind of carping one-upmanship going on here. Your shower water is lukewarm? Mine is the color of whiskey. Are reporters really complaining about their rooms when spectators are wondering whether a suicide bomb might go off? Yeah, they are. Nice form. Predictably, a Twitter account has been compiling all that is wrong with these Olympics. It has 345,000 followers. An American bobsledder gets locked in the bathroom here, and a group of cackle ensues. Somebody notices that many under-construction buildings around the city look like an ode to rubble, and people roll their eyes at the ham-handed Ruskies. Why people who are not here would care about such things, you know, I don't know. But I get the feeling that if the Sushi Problems tweeted fire, these same people would run out of their houses. I'm quoting Rick Morrissey. And he said, this is my eighth Olympics, and trust me, this one isn't the worst. That would be Atlanta, Georgia, here in the States, where bus drivers didn't know their routes and are quite possibly in South Dakota now. The bus system here is a well-oiled machine. Trains to and from Olympic Park are free. You know, most of the Russians don't speak English well, if at all, but they try. And if they can't understand you, they try to find someone who can. They want this to really go well. The Cold War is over, folks. And although Russian President Vladimir Putin puts you in the mood for the 1970s cloak and dagger intrigue, he may be more egomaniac than enemy. He somehow spent $51 billion on this extravaganza, taking Olympic corruption to heights never seen before. Not everybody lives like we Americans do. You might argue that if a country gets an Olympics, it has a duty to have everything running perfectly when the competition begins. Well, get used to this. The International Olympic Committee continues to award the games to places that might raise eyebrows. Rio de Janeiro in 2016, for example, that's just two years from here. The Soviet era ended in 1991. That's not so long ago. Russia's infrastructure isn't what ours is. Many things still look like communist here. And some pampered media members are having a problem with that. Whatever you do, please don't tell them or Suchi problems about the Roman Colosseum. What a dump. What a dump. I have to admit that I was a little bit testy with Putin. But you know, America, you're not perfect. We have a lot of homeless here, too. What are you doing about it? We have a lot of people that know how to work the system that are on food stamps, wing stamps, this stamp, that stamp, that are living a relatively good life at my expense and your expense. Those of us who pay taxes and are still working. Retirement is not an option for me. I don't even think about it. There's too much living to do. There's too much to do. And kvetching, whining, and complaining. So I always say to people who whine and complain, well, fix it. Fix it. Is Russia doing the best they can? I don't know, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. So far, I like what I see. The parks where all of the competition is, it's awesome. And I have to share with you, I was sitting in a restaurant, this goes back about a year ago, and a foreign-looking couple came in. I don't know if they were from China or Pakistan or whatever. And this gal had a T-shirt on that said, please don't judge me until you get to know me and until you have walked in my shoes. Get your pen and pad out and write that down. Please don't judge me until you get to know me and you've walked in my shoes. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. I want to hear your voice. 2014, the year to reign supreme. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of a voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives but in the world. And we could all do that right now by not judging Russia until we've walked in their shoes. And if you feel that you could do better, then put the action where your mouth is. And let me hear about it. Let the powers to be hear about it. You know, this kind of reminds me of politics. A little sidebar here from the games. But you'll see the similarity. Don't complain to me about politics if you tell me you didn't vote. Don't complain to me about what you don't like if you haven't written to your elected official, your congressman, your senator, your alderman. When I lived on the Gold Coast in Chicago, I was a noise activist. I was on the 17th floor in this beautiful neighborhood, and Rush Street was about a half a block away from me. And 3 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, Michael, row the boat ashore, hallelujah. And Bert Nateris was the alderman then. You know, he and I starred in Love Letters. He's quite a guy. He gave me his telephone number. He was a hands-on alderman. And I would call him. Michael, row the boat. Oh, Kathy, now what? Well, they're closing the bars. And they've got their jukebox tuned up or whatever the hell they used. And I said, this is what I want from you. I want to know where the owners live. Because not only am I going to be successful in getting 60,000 signatures to close them down, I'm going to hold a parade at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and give them a dose of their own medicine. Well, I encouraged everyone, you know, I can't do it alone. I don't mind being a torchbearer, but come on, walk alongside of me. Not in front, not in back, but alongside of me. Oh, Kathy, I don't want Big Brother, the government, to know about you. I never heard such whining in my life, but I'm going, are you mad? Have you lost your marbles? You're not the brightest bulb in the lamp. The government already knows about you. Well, the apartment that I lived in went condo. So we left, and I understand they had a party. But how dare any establishment make money at the expense of the people that live in their neighborhood? And it isn't only the noise. We're going to talk about scam and con artists. And I do hope that you have your pen and pad there right now. So, if you're unhappy about anything, why don't you contact the people? You don't have to do it with road rage. I caught a glimpse of road rage last evening. These people are maniacs. They're depraved. One guy followed a car for miles and wrecked the car, and the car that was being chased had a kid with him, and he still doesn't know what the heck he did to precipitate the road rage in the maniac, the depraved individual that was following him. Yeah, you Americans are spoiled. Europe thinks we're insane because we really don't enjoy. We expect more. The only one that matters is America. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So, Russia, I applaud you. You're doing the best you can. And those of you that are so disenchanted, then why don't you roll up your sleeves, pitch in, and help? And yeah, I'll be the first one to say, oh, come on, Putin. You know, don't be so egotistical. I don't care if he's an egomaniac. I've been watching the Olympics. And in the parks, what I'm seeing, it's great. And you know, Putin, and all of you Russians, I'm not going to judge you until I really know you and have walked in your shoes. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, before I go into today's topic, the mindset of an Olympian, oh, this is so encouraging. Come hail, rain, sunshine, I don't care what it is, a committed athlete keeps training. And I have. Let me quote something. The first thing is to love your sport. This is what Peggy Fleming said. When she was 12 years old, her coach discouraged her from continuing her training. You know, it's like being an entrepreneur, and they are, sports entrepreneur. If you start a business that you really don't care about, then what are you doing? Get out. Your greatest competition is you. You're an entrepreneur. You can be your greatest enemy or ally. And I'm just going to take a little break because I want to share with you the PSA. It's pandemic. It is pandemic. And all of you, will you please, please promise me that you'll hang up? You'll call the police? Seniors, beware. All of you, beware. Because I got scammed again. And I'm taking it to the bank. And you want to know? Remember the scam that I got last year that sent a bona fide check on J.P. Morgan Chase for $4,000? I didn't think about it, guys. I should have gone to Chase and asked them to cash the check. Oh, we have a caller, 630. Let's hope it's a friendly caller.
Yeah.
Good morning.
It's a friendly caller. Good morning.
And who am I talking to?
My name's Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. And you live in the 630. Where do you live?
Suburbs of Chicago.
Well, I do, too. I'm in Schaumburg.
Cool. Well, I'm calling in. I loved your thing about Olympian. I have the mindset, I hope, of an Olympian. I always try to do my best. And I'm in there to win. So I have a question regarding that.
Sure.
So basically, I'm putting my place on the market, and I just got a big blow. Someone in the building's dying, and I guess he's in hospice or something. And so he's putting his on the market too, but it would be like for like $25,000 less than what I'm going to put it on the market at. But I feel like God's calling. It's like this is the time. I still have to do it. I feel like there's this person out there that it's not unreasonable what I'm asking and that I'm going to get it in the next 2 to 3 months. It's crazy. It's just like I feel like God's calling me, but I'm not totally positive. I feel like there's a setback a little bit. But I feel like I'm going to not jump over this completely, but just kind of go up the mountain and finish this off.
Wait a minute, Lisa.
What you're thinking.
Wait a minute, Lisa. Let's back up. First of all, what is this fire in the belly desire that you have to share with the world? I haven't a clue. You didn't tell me.
Oh, it's just to go on my own journey now. It's long overdue to sell my place and move on. You know, I've been in this community many years. So,
okay, but wait a minute. You have your journey, but what is your destination? What is it? What's your business plan? You seem to be all over the place.
I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about the sale of my property.
Are you going to sell your home?
Yes.
Sell your home. And
correct.
Then what?
And I want to know if this is the right timing because someone now is putting theirs on the market. He's dying, and this guy's in hospice, and so his is going to be on for less. But then there are some in the area that are on for a lot more than what I'm going to ask. So I'm asking midpoint. I can't go lower than that. I'm just hoping this is still the right time.
To sell property. My kids are in real estate. They're in Colorado, and their business is booming. If you were to sell your home, what advantages do you have in your home, Lisa? Why would anyone want to buy it?
It is like great karma. It's beautiful, a lot of sunlight. I'm right near the L. I have wonderful transportation. You're near everything. You're near downtown Oak Park. It's like Oak Park River Forest. It's like a beautiful area. best schools, fantastic building, just a lot of good qualities. 2 blocks from the L, everything. 2 blocks from downtown, it's fantastic. It's just a fantastic area. Good building.
So now you want to move.
Correct.
And then what?
That kind of is something that's separate. I'm just going to get a bigger place. So I'm just saying, at this point, do you think that I'll still get what I'm asking for? Because I feel that I cannot go less. I just can't. And I feel like it is the time to go on the market still because I'm not desperate. If it didn't sell then at that point, then I could always, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any opinions on that?
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Do you have a spouse?
What?
Do you have a husband?
All right, I got to go now.
Okay, bye. Well, Lisa. Okay. This is unreal. I was ready to ask her some pertinent questions that needed to be asked so that I could give her some direction. Lisa, darling, you're just all over the place, and I'm not too sure. Well, you're just all over the place. There's nothing solid that I got. And then to hang up, I've got to go now, to hang up and just simply not answer questions. So you know what I'm going to do? Don't do anything because you're not ready. Anything in life, listen to me, all of you listeners, you have to have a business plan. You see, you are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your life. And any of the choices that you make today, that's your greatest freedom, will either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. So, Lisa, pick up that mirror. Look at yourself. And ask yourself, eyeball yourself, is this what I really want to do? I'm telling you, darling, I've been in this business for a long time. And I'm a people person, and you are scattered. You have no solid direction. But thank you for calling in. It's a pleasure to know that the 630 area is listening. You know that I am getting calls from Australia. And Lisa, if you want to, you could call me at 847-882-8717. And it's my private line. And we could talk a little bit more. By the way, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I've just been given this incredible gift. I've been taking quantum leaps all my life. I've been all over the world, and I have my pulse on humanity. And humanity right now, get your pen and pad out and write this number down, 800-646-2283. That is the fraud fighter hotline at 800-646-2283. Now, I told you, I was scammed again. I got another check. But what I didn't think of, last year when I got the bonafide check, I should have taken it to Chase and attempted to cash it. If ever you get a check in the mail and it's bonafide, it's a real check, don't deposit it. Go to the bank and ask them to cash it. Now, these con and scam artists, how do they target their prey? Oh, the victims are 65 or older. Listen, they're pros at what they do. They know what you want, to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. And this is what they do. The scammers are great at romance, charity, grandparents, home repair, healthcare, investments. You see, they know all about you. Before they've even called you, they know all about you. Because now they're going to promise you a solution to a problem. Oh, and companionship for lonely hearts. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. You have your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. Do not promise me, darlings. Do not give them any information. Call the police. Call a family member. No Social Security where you live. Nothing. And call the 800-646-2283. Based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year. Why? But the figure is many times higher. Because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Oh, don't let that be you. The seniors, beware, have been brought to you by, oh, in memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, your spirit is still alive. The spirit of Bonnie Rooks is alive and rocking, possibly the oldest still working woman in the world. But she passed away last year. And contact her daughter, Jean, WRASSE 2000, at yahoo.com. But she's in the book Choices. Read her book, Choices. And Helen, my sister. Oh, you're so missed. And know that you're both loved. In the book Choices, Rhea Schmidt. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just gotta be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience choices that she made, choices that came back to serve her, choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. Get the book. Choices. Chuck Brazelton, Brazelton Insurance Agency, providing insurance and financial services. Get the book, From Frozen Toes to Fingers. Move over, Olympians. I have my core of Olympians. Lee Patrick, in the book, she was adopted. Entrepreneur extraordinaire challenges never stopped Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and their wealth. She's in the book. Read her story in Choices. Amazon, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Sandy Hutchings, living her life in paradise. Ageless dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, and vitality. Her passion? Ownership is reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island, Florida. I've been there. Get the book. She's in the book Choices. Another dynamic diva. Mobile drug testing is an on-site service. Marilyn comes to you, sharing, saving you time and money. Marilyn Pacella. What a brilliant lady. She started her own home-based business when it wasn't fashionable. Mobile drug testing has a history of experience. Log on chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. I purposely didn't give you the contact number of the contributing authors because I want you to buy the book. It's absolutely incredible. And you'll want it there as a reference. You won't put it down. It went 108 pages long. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And let me just recognize my sponsors. They're really my partners. excuse me, do you want to be on radio? Do you want to share your dream? Do you have a product or purpose? I don't know. But if you want to be part of our consortium, Live with Kathy, call me at 847-882-8717. It's so affordable. It's a new learning curve for you to co-host a show with me on Live with Kathy. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Do you want to find out more about the men and women in this incredible trade? Log on to ironworkers.org. And did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Ah, Hoffman Estates Park District. You know I'm a lead stair climber. Oh, and Rika Cuff is the director of the 50-plus consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Log on to heparks.org. Ah, tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre, our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. And you know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. And Reviva, Steven Stressler, I've been with Reviva Products for 40 years. He, too, is in the book. He, too, sponsored the PSA. RevivaLabs.com, R-E-V-I-V-I-A, labs.com. I tease him. We've lasted longer than most marriages. Why did I stay with Reviva? Because their products work. Log on, RevivaLabs.com. Another book that you have to have, Edith Nam, author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com. Author House, Barnes & Noble. Eliminate TNT, toxic negative thinking, and embrace positive energy and power. And if you want to have your own home-based business, are you having more month than money? Log on www.leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. She's an entrepreneur. She quit a $30,000 a year business with Corporate America in 1978, much to the disgruntlement of her husband, who said, "Hey, Missy, women don't have the power. They don't have the knowledge." That's all she needed. Log on leticia.myshackley.com and create your own home-based business. It doesn't take a ton of money. Make it a family affair. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching any country in the world. And now back to the mindset of an Olympian. You know, your biggest competition is you, if you're an entrepreneur. But if your biggest competition is you, you could be your greatest ally or your enemy. I told you, Europe, things were kind of dunce, and I happen to agree with them. Don't compete, don't compare, just be you. Eric Toll said, live in the now. But whatever decision you make, let it be yours. You might want to get counsel from other people, but ultimately, you are creating your life. Do what you love, and then love your choice. Persist in believing in the gold medal mindset. Ignore naysayers. Stay the course. Don't get caught up with tomorrow or moan and groan about yesterday. Live each day with anticipation. Didn't I tell you that the first hour is the rudder of the day? You're creating every experience in your life. And however it evolves, you must take responsibility for it. Success is a journey. Enjoy the road up. Cherish the challenge. You'll benefit from enduring challenges. And if you have an Olympian mindset, be prepared when your moment comes. And you want to know what the reality is? Greatness is about reaching and rising beyond yourself. That's why retirement is not an option with me. I keep reaching beyond, beyond, and beyond, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore, to experience. And all of you Olympians, even if you aren't standing on the platform, you are a winner. You're there. How many of us could ever, ever reach the Olympians? Your training, your mindset. You've decided, I mean, you saw your goal. You've reached the mountain. And you're standing, that dream that you've lived by and followed for all of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain, and you are. Even if you're there in Sochi, even if you're not on the platform, you're in the stands. You have succeeded. You're there holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. And you had to go through the abyss. We know that. But you did it. And the minute someone said to you that you can't do it, you went ahead and did it. You see, if you say to me, Kathy, it can't be done, consider it done. And then Mark Spitz, 1972-1968, he adopted the gold medal mindset. And you know, at every sporting event, there's someone booing. At every comedy show, there's a heckler. And for every musician, there's a music critic. Recognize that naysayers are going to be there no matter what. So there's no reason to take it personally. Instead, have Flojo's attitude and stop listening when someone tells you that you can't do something. You see, what you think of me is none of my business. And he said, I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm not concerned about tomorrow, but what goes on today. You see, yesterday you planned today. Today you're planning tomorrow. And entrepreneurs, Olympiads, the mindset, you can't afford to daydream. It feels like catch 22. You can't succeed unless you have a great mindset for the future. But you also can succeed if you're always looking ahead and never taking care of the grunt work of building your business day in and day out. Successful people, Olympians, they spend much more time focusing on right now, now, than imagining how great they'll be down the road. Remember that every second an Olympian medalist stands on the podium, they've spent hundreds of hours in practice facilities. Cherish the challenge. They endure, they grow, they learn from challenges. Next time you're feeling frustrated, ask yourself how facing this challenge will help make you a better entrepreneur or Olympian in the future. Until Thursday, 11 a.m., this is Kathy Watson reminding you to always be in your best elements. Until then, au revoir.